is WHYY 90.9 FM. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Since their inception in the year 2020, when the entertainment world came to a standstill, Snack Time, a seven-piece brass band, has been providing much-needed live entertainment to the hungry citizens of Philadelphia. Now, they may have started off busking at Rittenhouse, but they were so good, they've gone on to perform at major festivals, concerts, and even the Sixers halftime shows. And now, in what the founder of Snack Time calls a love letter to Philadelphia, they've released an album. It's called Snack Time Sounds from the Street Live. I went to the album launch and caught up with Sam Gellerstein. He's the guy with the beard who plays the sousaphone and is the founder of Snack Time. Sam Gellerstein, such an honor to meet you.
It is such an honor to meet you too.
Let's start from the beginning now. The idea of you starting Snack Time in the first place, how did that happen?
So obviously with the kind of worldwide industry shutdown of restaurants and music and everything indoors, we wanted to make some music. So I had a friend, Jen Zavala, who has a restaurant called Wana Tamale, who we actually did the first Snack Time event as myself. It was highlighting local chefs and musicians. And she then hit me up later in the pandemic as to play a pop-up outside because there was no music happening. So we decided to do a little brass band because you don't need electricity for a brass band. So, you know, we learned like a handful of covers and just jammed out. Super minimal, and we're like, hey, people like this. So the next week we went to Rittenhouse and started playing, and cool, this band's here, cool. So like, it was like really awesome, and it's kind of from the top just been very supported because as the world opened back up, people are really happy that we were there for them.
So what brought you to decide that, okay, we need to make a live album?
Snack Time, in the name, is very much based around food, drink, music, experience. The record was recorded in 22, and we could have done it in the studio, but I really wanted to show people like what the vibe was of like what you get when you got to a Rittenhouse Square, what you got when you were seeing us as we were. I wanted it to be like picnics that we threw where we were curating the wine, curating the food, curating the experience alongside the music. So everyone that came to every night of the recording got a full meal, got beverages, got everything. Curated by us. That was the complete idea.
Welcome to the Snack Time Philly live album recording, y'all. Y'all doing all right? Man, it's an honor, pleasure, privilege to be in front of y'all this evening. This is a very, very special moment, man. We're gonna have a good time tonight. We're definitely gonna have a great, 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 great time.
There's actually original music on here.
Basically fully original. We conceptualized a lot of these songs in the street. Our drummer would play a beat, and then I would play a bass line, and then one of the saxophone players would play like a riff, and then lyrics would come, and like everything really, truly, for the most part, amongst most of the songs, was improvised or conceptualized in the street.
Now, I was curious about some of the names. Littenhouse, Tip Bucket Lover, Junkyard Fire, and then SHIT Talk.
Yeah. So Littenhouse was a song that we dedicated to the people in Rittenhouse who decided that we were not allowed to play in their park. And so we had a lot of issues with cops that would constantly come and try to shut us down. Tip Bucket Lover was, early
exactly
on.
We got vocals.
A lot of vocals, exactly. So there was lots of pretty people coming to our shows that may have been interested in some members of the band. They would drop their phone number and some money, and then, you know, it was a fun experience. So it was kind of dedicated to all the people who shot their shot and the people that we shot our shot with. So that's Tip Bucket Lover.
Hey girl, I saw you from afar at the park. It might have been morning, noon, or dark. So I don't know when, but ever since then, you've been on my mind. Hey,
what are you hoping to achieve with this album? Why put it out now?
We have been giving a lot of free shows for a very long time because we thought it was an important thing for the world to have. And we just hope that people love it and appreciate it and understand that this is a love letter to Philadelphia. Like, it's given us so many experiences through a really horrible time in the world, between politics, between COVID, between everything. It's been a really brutal experience, and I hope that it can provide some levity to people, and I hope that people appreciate as much as we appreciate them.
Where can people go to get more information, find out where you're going to be performing next?
We are Snack Time on Instagram, Snack Time on Facebook, SnackTimePhilly.com. You can purchase copies of the vinyl, which may be sold out by the time you're hearing this, but don't worry, there'll be more pressings. And yeah, sign up for our mailing list and hopefully more on WHYY as we go on.
Sam Gellerstein, an absolute pleasure, and I wish you and Snack Time the best of luck.
See you soon.
I'm Priyanka Dwari, and this is WHYY. Come on, come on, come on.